All right, buckle up, everyone, because today we're diving deep into the world of injection mold manufacturing. But this isn't just a surface-level look. Oh, no. We're going head-to-head, China versus Vietnam. Now, you might think you already know which country comes out on top, but trust me, there are some twists and turns in this story that might just surprise you, especially when it comes to tariffs. You'd think those would make the decision clear-cut, but it's actually way more complicated than that. We've got some incredible research here that shows both countries have some pretty unexpected advantages and disadvantages. So by the end of this deep dive, you'll be able to figure out which location might be the best fit for your own manufacturing needs.
You know what's really cool about this topic? It's how much we all interact with injection molded products every single day. I mean, think about it. The dashboard in your car, all those intricate little plastic pieces,
Oh, it's your smartphone.
all those buttons and housings, they all started out as molten plastic shaped by these super precise molds. It's like a high-tech cookie cutter for
Yeah.
plastic.
Okay, I love that analogy. A high-tech cookie cutter for plastic. And speaking of high-tech, our research shows there's a huge difference in the tools China and Vietnam are using to make those cookie cutters. China's tech game is seriously next level.
Oh, absolutely. They're using some incredibly advanced techniques, high-speed machining. In some cases, they're even reverse engineering existing products to make even more complex designs. It's almost like comparing a skilled artisan working with hand tools to a cutting-edge 3D printing facility. The level of detail and the speed they can achieve are just in completely different leagues.
So China's got the fancy tech down pat, but what about the cost? We always hear about Vietnam being the go-to for affordable manufacturing. In fact, our sources say their labor costs are about half of what you'd find in China. That's going to make a big difference, right?
It does, but here's where things get a little bit tricky. You see, Vietnam might seem cheaper at first glance, but when you look at the actual cost of producing those injection molds, it ends up being about 20% higher in Vietnam than it is in China.
Wait, what? How is that even possible? It seems completely counterintuitive.
It's all about the bigger picture. China's investment in automation has given them a huge advantage. They've streamlined their manufacturing process to the point where those higher labor costs are actually offset by the efficiency they gain from technology. Think of it like having a team of robots working alongside human workers, boosting both speed and precision.
Okay, so it's a battle of robots versus lower wages. That's fascinating. But I have to ask, is there something else at play here besides just the labor costs?
Absolutely. The supply chain plays a critical role, too. China has this incredibly well-established network for sourcing the raw materials they need to make the molds, which helps keep their costs down. Vietnam, on the other hand, still relies heavily on importing a lot of those materials, and that adds somewhere between 15-20% to their overall costs.
Wow, I never realized the raw materials would make such a big impact on the final price tag. So even though Vietnam has lower labor costs, the overall cost of the mold ends up being higher. That's a game changer for anyone thinking about getting into manufacturing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And remember, that price difference doesn't just vanish once the mold is made. It carries over into the production runs, too. So products made entirely in Vietnam could end up costing you about 15% more than their Chinese counterparts.
And I imagine that also means longer lead times for those products.
You got it. Those longer lead times add yet another layer of complexity for companies trying to get their products to market quickly. It's starting to look like China's in the lead, wouldn't you say?
It definitely seems that way, but something tells me the story isn't over just yet. There's always a twist, right?
Oh, there's a twist coming, right?
Yeah.
And it might just change the entire game.
So we've talked tech and we've talked costs, but what about speed? You'd think with those lower labor costs, Vietnam would be pumping out these molds faster, right?
It makes sense, doesn't it? But the reality is a little different. China is actually the one that's winning the speed race.
Seriously, how can they be faster when their labor costs are so much higher?
Well, remember all that advanced technology we were talking about? It plays a massive role in their speed. Those high-tech machines and automated processes mean they can produce molds at a lightning-fast pace.
So it's like they've traded manpower for machine power, but is that really enough to give them such a significant edge?
It's definitely a key factor, but it's not the whole story. China also has this incredibly well-developed industrial ecosystem. Everything just works together seamlessly. Their network of suppliers, their skilled workforce, their transportation systems, it all contributes to their overall efficiency.
Okay, so they've got a well-oiled machine, literally. But let's shift gears for a second and talk about quality. Because it doesn't matter how fast you can make something if it falls apart as soon as you use it.
Absolutely. Quality is king, and China knows it. They have incredibly rigorous quality control processes throughout their entire manufacturing process. advanced testing equipment to ensure consistency, a culture of continuous improvement. It's really impressive.
So they've got the tech, they've got the speed, and they've got the quality. It sounds like China is winning this competition hands down. But you mentioned a twist earlier. Are you ready to unveil the mystery?
All right, it's time to talk about the elephant in the room. Tariffs. The U.S. has imposed a 30% tariff on injection molds coming from China.
Ouch, that's got a sting. So how does that impact the cost comparison we were talking about before?
Well, things are quite different for Vietnam. They have a much lower tariff rate when they export to the U.S.
Interesting. So even though Vietnam's production costs are higher to begin with, those tariffs could actually tip the scales in their favor, especially for companies in the U.S. looking to import these molds.
Exactly. It's a classic example of how the obvious choice isn't always the best. You have to look the whole picture and factor in all the hidden costs.
So we've got this fascinating dynamic going on here. China has the superior technology, the efficiency, and the quality. But those tariffs are a major hurdle. And then we have Vietnam. Still catching up in many areas, but offering a potentially more cost-effective alternative thanks to those favorable trade policies.
It's almost like choosing between a five-star restaurant with Michelin-rated dishes and a cozy cafe with a more affordable menu. Both can satisfy your hunger, but the experience and the price tag are going to be quite different.
So after going deep on this, it really feels like deciding between China and Vietnam for your injection mold manufacturing, it's a real balancing act.
Yeah. It's not a simple answer. It depends on what your priorities are. If you need that top-tier tech, the lightning-fast speed, and that rock-solid quality, then even with the tariffs, China might still be your best bet.
Makes sense.
But then if cost is the biggest factor, and maybe you've got a little more wiggle room with lead times, and you're okay with a quality control system that's still developing, well, then Vietnam could be a real contender, especially for U.S. companies.
Yeah, you've got those tariffs working in your favor. It's like weighing up the pros and cons of working with a seasoned veteran versus a rising star, right?
That's a great way to put it. But here's what I find really interesting. We've been talking about the situation as it is right now, but what about the future? Manufacturing is constantly evolving. Vietnam's putting a lot of resources into improving their infrastructure and their technology, trying to close that gap with China. And then there's the whole tariff situation. Who knows how that's going to play out in the coming years? Trade policies are constantly in flux.
So much to think about. But hey, that's why we do these deep dives. So you, dear listener, can be in the know. You've got the knowledge now to make a smart decision, one that aligns with your own manufacturing needs. Do your research, figure out your priorities, and keep a close eye on those global trends, because things can change in a heartbeat. Now, before we wrap up, I've got one final thought to leave you with. We talked about automation and AI's role in all of this. So how do you think that's going to impact this whole China-Vietnam dynamic in the next few years? Will Vietnam's lower labor costs become even more of an advantage as automation takes over? Or will China's tech dominance keep them in the lead? Only time will tell. But I have a feeling it's going to be a wild ride. And that's it for this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep asking those tough questions of some of this